WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. And of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour is a variation on the new release show. Instead of new material that I have for you today, tunes from my top 10 albums of the year, which include songs from Nick Waterhouse, Lawrence, and Trails and Ways. For the second and third hour, will be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative best-ofs, singles, rather, of 2016. Plus, I threw some classics in. Now, on with the show and tracks for you for my top albums of 2016. Let's get it kicked off with Blosh. Blosh, B-L-O-S-H, all capitals with a slash through the O. They are a mixed-gendered duo out of Oslo, Norway, and Madrid, Spain, and they blend their individual music sensibilities, and it really works for me. I first featured them in 2005 with the tune Keep Your Tongue, which was their first single, and a dynamite one. They released a couple more singles shortly thereafter, culminating in February of 2016 with the release of their debut album, Keep Bleeding, Keep Breathing. Now I'm going to start this feature with two of the singles that I featured from last year. We're going to start with Give It Away here on Best Albums of 2016 on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
I said, baby, bring the weather, is he outrageous? Driving down the South Coast after dark, and I wonder if I'll ever see you again. You're painted in the pictures in my heart, but try to play cool, cause we just got started. I'm only 22 and you kinda lose, but I like how
I'm living suburbs, gone and going crazy, like
New music from Laurel here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK. We're doing the top 10 of 2016. Laurel, well, she's an edgy alt-pop singer-songwriter out of Southampton, but she currently makes her base of operations in London. She released an EP, Park, on November 18th of this year, and she also plans to release her debut full-length album sometime in 2017. I was able to get my hands on three of the four tracks from the new EP, and I just was totally taken with it. And, first time I had it with the delicious dilemma of deciding which tune to play for you. Well, at this portion of the show, I didn't have to make that decision. Two songs there, Maybe Baby and Hurricane from Laurel, both from the Park EP, which was part of my top 10 list of 2016.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
Eddie's. Next up, it's the best of 2016, is Trails and Ways. Now, Trails and Ways are four guys and gals out of Oakland, California. When I first found them, they described their sound as bossa nova, dream pop. Since then, they've evolved, I guess, tad's more toward an indie sound, but they still keep that unique sound embedded in their work. They have parted ways with their original record label, Barsook Records, and have decided to self-release their latest effort, Own It, which seems like quite the appropriate name. And I'm going to start this set with Happiness, followed up with My Things, here on Best Albums of 2016 on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
it's a complete farce. Everything you do is a farce.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK here with you at the 2016 10 Best Albums version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We finished at three songs, except the latest from Band of Horses. I really like these, and I like and respect these guys. I have been following them for 10 years now, since their debut album, Everything and All the Time, which came out in 2006. They've changed, grown, developed and experimented, and they're all attributes I admire in an artist. Their new self-released album, Why Are You Okay, came out on June 10th, and it's a really good album, obviously, and a natural for the top 10 of 2016. The song you just sampled there was Casual Party. Next up is something new and unusual from a band called The Marlenes. And The Marlenes are a trio of friends that focus on garage/indie rock. They're based in Melbourne, Australia, and formed in 2013. I first found them in 2015 with the release of their nifty five-song EP entitled Jumpin' Cliffs, and at that time their material was not available in the U.S., and that has now changed. With the release of their debut full-length album, Crawl Out Your Window, which is on the A&R record label, The CD officially dropped in the U.S. on July 1st. The song I have to share with you is the album's lead-off track. It's called The Last Glass of Port. So this is the Marlenes here on the best albums of 2016 of music you might otherwise miss.
Thank you.
New music from Nick Waterhouse here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It is music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we are doing the Top 10 of 2016 because it's the last show for me for this year anyway. I have been a fan of Mr. Waterhouse for, several years now. I started playing his music in February of 2012, and, well, I've been pushing and playing him all that time, and I just think he's got it. And I'm doing quotes in the air, but you can't see me because I'm in a radio studio. The album, his album, when I first found it, was called Time's All Gone, is a stellar release and worth investigating. Follow-up to his debut album, Holly, which also has some staying power. The song that I featured there from that disc from Holly was This Is a Game. It had a fabulous video to it, well, and Nick then was also featured in a Lexus commercial. Now, that's good marketing. 2016 saw the release of Never Twice, and the song I just spun there is called It's Time, and I got to see him at the Sinclair not too long ago. In fact, I've seen him probably like five times over the past 3 years, which is a lot for me. Let me keep things moving here with something from Why We Love. Why We Love is an indie alt-pop band from Bristol in the UK. I found them because of another UK band I used to follow and introduced you to. As a matter of fact, the Adelines, the remnants from the Adelines formed Why We Love. I tell you, I really miss the Adelines. It worked out well for me, though, because when they announced their breakup on Facebook that the Adelines were no more, I felt compelled to send them a note of my personal heartbreak. And we've been in contact ever since, which is how I picked up this latest release from Why We Love. I'm going to start this with a tune called Lucky One, following up with Surrender. Both songs and much more can be had on their new EP, The Boy Who Knew. This is new Top 10 music from Why We Love here on the best albums of 2016 on music you might otherwise miss.
Days are over, oh, you're on your own this time.
You're listening to TK and Freeform Radio on 91.5 FM WMFO.
Reform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you at the 2016 10 Best Albums version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Finished that four-song set with Lawrence. Lawrence is fronted by siblings Clyde and Gracie Lawrence and supported by a seven-piece rhythm section, which includes two saxophones and a trumpet. What's not to like? The New York City Collective released their debut full-length album, Breakfast, on March 11th of this year. I just played Alibi, which, and then also the album selected single, Do You Want to Do Nothing With Me? And I think these kids are just amazing. They just were in town. They played a show in Providence and over at the Paradise Club. Really liked them a lot. And then it was two from Why We Love Surrender, Lucky One. Both can be found on The Boy You Knew on an EP that was released earlier this year. Also, I'll be posting the entire list later on today at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com, with links to the artist's websites and make it easier to find this stuff. It's worth checking out. And like I said, I'll have it posted a little bit later on today. You'll be able to check that out before the end of the year. Next up is Proof. Proof are an unsigned folk soul group foursome out of Los Angeles, California. The Proof, formed in the summer of 2015, Drew Dolan, who handles vocals and keys, and fellow bandmate Jeremy Lufferski, he does vocals and guitar, broke away from a previous project to collaborate on this new sound. So the band started releasing a series of singles starting in the fall of 2015, and then they put all those songs together plus two new ones to release their debut EP entitled Bang Bang. This track is called Mr. Boss Man. New top 10 music from The Proof here on the best albums of 2016, Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Crooked face. You bought a wife and a brand new car. She doesn't smile and you don't drive far. It doesn't matter how hard you try. There's things in life that money can't buy. I said, now everybody wants to be a big boss man. Concrete everywhere he goes. Only make the bumps in his road. He makes a living, but he ain't alive. Picket fence, so painted white. The kids asleep, no good night. I ain't a judge, and it ain't my life. It seems to me, go to something right. I said, now everybody wants to be a big boss man. Concrete everywhere he goes. Only make the bumps in his. Understand, skyscraper retirement plans, corner office on the 14th floor, four letters with your name on the door,
Everybody just tip their hat. You don't like this where they give you that. Jet plane and a couple of maids. All the matters is that you get paid for what you gonna bring when it's your time to go, Mr. Boss Man. Somebody once told me, be more like that man, a white collar criminal. He makes paper, but it's sold his soul. He wanna shape all them rocks and trees, turn it off into 90 degrees. Tell what I want, never ask him, please. He's the king, you better bend the knee. I said, everybody wants to be Big Boss Man. Concrete everywhere he goes, only make a bump in his road. Everybody wants to be Big Boss Man. Chop it down everywhere he goes.
91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more of the top 10 albums of 2016. This is Emmy the Great. The year, this year, Emmy the Great released Second Love, which is, by the way, the tip of the hat to her debut full-length album, First Love, which came out a couple years ago. This one came out March 11th. It's a thoughtful, down-tempoed, artful piece with several songs from which to pick, but I ended up going with Algorithm. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3, which will be the 2016 retrospective of music you might otherwise miss.
Just keeps coming around.